Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do it.
Mills Daily.
Afternoon then. Oh, it's going to be a good weekend. I can feel it. It's only bloody Friday and this is Radio 1. I've got the Wonder Years at 5 o'clock, which are, I have to say, particularly good this week.
Have you picked them?
Yeah.
Could you not remember?
I had some help this week.
Who helped you?
Somebody.
Okay.
But they are really good, and they're on at 5 o'clock. Floor Fillers at 6 o'clock tonight.
Was it one of those two blokes in the pub that you met the other night whilst watching Brian Clough?
Dick, no.
It wasn't Dick, but...
tributes pouring in already for this week's It's Only Bloody Friday. Leandro, off of London's been on, saying, the passion, the fire, Scott, it was amazing. Fantastical and fabulous display. I give you 10, thank you. Ian in Bournemouth, just the right amount of phlegm, he thought, so he's given it 8. Sarah in Bristol thought it was just odd. Becky's very excited because she's just got a copy of Love It magazine. Know how much we love It?
I do love it very much.
Do you?
They listen as well. They love us.
Can I just share with you one of the Carly's top tips from
Carly?
This Love It? This lady here.
Well, I think I've met her.
What's her?
I have met her, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
What does she
she's
give
amazing.
Top tips on?
Okay, today's top tip. Her purse doesn't fit in her clutch bag, so when she has a night out, she puts the credit cards and cash she needs in the net bag that comes with her washing tablets.
Wow.
Keeps everything safe, is a great conversation starter when she buys drinks at the bar. And she actually says, I love this, it's like having a designer purse.
It's really
so
not though, is it?
If your purse is too big, take out your washing tablets, get the little string bag, and just carry everything around in that.
Certainly
amazing.
Does look like a designer purse from that, that photo there, Carly.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Tonight I think I'll mostly be going home and trying out some of the top tips that they give you in this week's Love It magazine.
So many people have done the net bag thing.
Glenn Trowbridge has been on saying, wow, that's safe. I don't know how I break into a net purse.
Mike. Yeah. When I was at school, I used to use one of those net bags for my dinner money. I tied it to the top of my trousers and tucked it inside them to
Gem
stop the bullies stealing it.
Gem in Cardiff, I already put my money in a net bag. It's the best thing. Right.
My washing tablets come in a big plastic box, though, so what happens there? I'm not going to fit that inside my clutch bag, am I?
So do I. Yeah, mine do as well. Those liquid tablets.
Yeah.
I caught a mouse in one of those.
What, in a liquid tablet?
Yeah. No, in the pot.
Oh, right.
It was in the bath.
Oh, not in a net.
No.
It wouldn't have worked, because the mouse would have been able to have got out
that's
the net.
That's right, I wouldn't be able to fit that in my clutch bag either, that's stupid.
There are some amazing top tips in this magazine.
Well, send me some more, I can try them later.
Here's another one, this is from Jeanette. I always wrap the leads of my iron and hairdryer around an old toilet roll. The plug tucks snugly inside, so you can easily keep them neat and tidy in your cupboard. No more tangled wires.
Why would you do that?
This is from Linda. When you go out and leave your credit cards at home, hide them in an empty CD case. Then put the case in the rack along with your other CDs. Burglars will never be able to guess where your cards are hidden. Except, in my experience, one of the first things burglars go for are your CDs.
Yeah. And good luck with trying to find which one you put it in. Oh, where did I put that again? I quite like Chappers Top Tips. We should make this maybe a new thing. Got any more?
Well, yeah, I'm completely reading them out of a magazine. I haven't got any myself.
Oh.
You know, somebody's turned a mug tree into a stationery holder. Why would... Seriously?
Too much free time. Far too much free time. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Rodri from Neath.
Hi, Rodri, you're from Neath. What are you saying?
Well, I got a top tip for you, Scott.
Okay, is this one that you do?
It is one that I do.
Okay, yeah. What is it?
Right, well, when you're wearing tight jeans... Obviously, a lot of men, we've got bulky wallets, yeah? So I get the plastic container from inside Kinder Surprise and put my money in there.
Right.
And then where do you put that...
Kinder Surprise.
Plastic, where do you put the plastic thing from the... And then you put that in your pocket?
Yeah, well, you know, nobody's going to notice a little plastic container, are they? You fold your notes up, it's like a dream. I can't see the funny side. Everybody's going to be doing it.
Right. Yeah, worryingly, I now actually want to try that out. Is that wrong?
I don't... So, do you just go... Can't you tell you've got a Kinder Surprise in your pocket?
Well, you get two presents, don't you? You get your little toy and you get a wallet.
But surely you have bulges in places you shouldn't have bulges with a kind of Kinder Surprise toy in your pocket.
Well, yeah, there is that, Mark, but, I mean, stick it in your back pocket, nobody's going to think you've got a weirdly shaped, whatchamacallit.
Yeah, but that... But that doesn't hurt if you sit on it.
Don't fit, Mark.
All right, okay.
You've got to try it.
I will.
I think loads of people are going to try this tonight when they go out now. Thanks for that top tip, Rodri.
Cheers, Scott.
You're my favourite. I love you.
Podcast. There's something you've forgotten to say so far today, isn't it? That it's your actual birthday tomorrow?
Yeah, but I don't like a fuss, you know?
You're playing it
I
down.
I don't like to mention it.
How old are you going to be?
Yeah.
Good. You know, on most shows, when it's someone's birthday, they make a big fuss and get loads of famous people to do messages
and
stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't done any of that. We couldn't be bothered. Chappers was busy.
Like I said, but I don't like a fuss.
Luckily, there are some people that care about you.
Oh,
those
just
lovely
not you.
Yeah, just not
yeah,
us.
We...
Those lovely people at your fan site, unofficialmills.co.uk, they've got you some amazing birthday messages.
Have they? What, from really famous people?
Yeah, really good. Listen to this one.
Okay. What's this?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's only Scott Mills Actually, it's tomorrow, but never mind. Happy birthday from me, Scott, your friend, Voiceover Man.
That's amazing, Voiceover Man.
We've got loads, they've done loads of other really famous people as well.
Okay, I'll just play this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Bah. Bah. It's the lottery music.
Hello, it's Alan Dedicote here, the voice of the balls, of course. Here at Lottery HQ at the moment, just limbering up for tonight's Euro Millions draw and the weekend draws as well, of course. Stopping by on Radio 1 and its website to wish lottery favourite Scott Mills a very happy birthday.
Hi, Scott Chappers. It's Becky Manson from the National Weather here. I just want to wish Scott a very happy birthday for tomorrow. Oh, and Chappers, it's a shame you're not running the London Marathon this year. We could have been running buddies. Have a great day, Scott. Bye.
Bye, hi, Scott. Happy birthday. I'm Ring. I'm going to sing a happy birthday song to you to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, Wing!
You missed her, haven't you?
Yeah.
She's done you a really special song. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Just for me. Mm-hmm. Birthday. Thanks to Becky Manton off the weather and the voiceover man and voice of the balls as well. Mm. Must say thank you for that. Right, so this is my birthday song from Wing. Amazing.
Hi, Scott. Yeah. Happy birthday. I'm Ring. I'm going to sing a happy birthday song to you to celebrate your birthday.
She's learned the piano since we last spoke.
Has she?
Are you sure? Is she a one-man band? Has she got a big drum on her back and then cymbals on her knees?
Oh, this takes me back to the big weekend last year. Brilliant. Is that it now? Or?
The computer I'm looking at says there's another 1 minute and 20 seconds of this. Is that right?
Looks that way. Maybe she'll come back in any second.
There's a microphone broken.
Thank you so much, all the geeks at Unofficial Meals. There's loads more on there, Becky just told me as well, loads more messages, which I'll check out later on. Thanks very much. God, this goes on.
I think she's given up and gone home.
Has she gone for a wee?
Has she lost interest?
Anytime you like.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Scott, happy birthday to you.
It's quite jazzy, isn't it? Oh, thank you so much, Love Wing. Thank you very much, Unofficial Meals. Right, like I say, I don't like to make a fuss. Let's move on.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. I'm going to sing a lullaby song to you too, wishing you a good night's sleep after the party.
Wow, another message from
lullaby
we.
Lullaby and good night in the skies last night.
This is so I get a good night's sleep after the party.
You having a party?
No. But thanks, Wing. That's lovely, that is. Thank you so much.
I have to take my headphones off.
Hi, Scott. I'm going to sing a very popular song to you. That is My Heart Will Go On. This song will be recorded next month in my new CD. I hope you like it.
Okay, good. Once again, Wing, thanks very much. I would love to play this, but we do actually have to do like other like one years and stuff. But thank you. If you want to hear the full version of My Heart Will Go On by Wing, go to Unofficial Mills. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.